Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
It's an affair, and you can feel it in the person's self and others. Come on. You don't knock other people, and it's a tremendous pride. Mishpatim al yadum, the guy who don't have mishpat, we're zeichem. One of the laws we have is lashon hara. And we know the chaimer advarim, that there's something called saras that comes first to a person's bias, their clothing, and ultimately their body, telling a person to be zahir, not to say bad about other people, not to knock other people. For years, Rav Ezi and I have thought about this chazal along with others. Many wonder. Typically, negat saras meant one thing, typically. A negat saras, the Gemara in Erechim, it does say other averes, but the simple, the most famous at least, and the Gemara in Erechim describes it, that negat saras is a warning for lashon hara. But there's an example of another negat that was a good desire, that was a good thing. And the nega that was a good thing was in Parshas Mitzrayim. It says, "Vaydabra shal Moshe and Aaron lemer, ki sovo l'eretz Canaan." When you come to Eretz Canaan, asher ani noisim lachem that I'm giving you lachuza, v'nasati nega tzaras beisarach. I'm going to put nega tzaras. And Rashi says, "Besuri lachem." It was news. Hashem told them news that negayim, they're going to get negayim. Now this neg had nothing to do with lashon hara. Lefi Rashi says, since she'etminu amariyim matmoniyos shel zav bikiris bateyim, the goyim, the sheva amim, we were coming and we were capturing Eretz Yisrael, and the seven nations, they hid their wealth, their matmoniyos, in the walls of their houses. Kol arban shor she'yisol b'midbar. All the while we were in the desert, the goyim knew where we were coming. Coming home. The guy knew that we were coming home to Eretz Yisrael, and they knew we'd capture Eretz Yisrael, so they hid their treasures, Bekiras Batayim, in the walls of their houses. Al Yidei Anegas, when we got there, all their treasures were hidden. The Emes Svarim speak about it. It's amazing, Midas Stoy, what does it help to hide it? If we're going to destroy them and kick them out, so what does it help to hide it? There's hashkas, svarim give other tenutzim. Why are they hiding it? So you could say they would run away and later come back. They knew we were going to capture it. So what does it help to hide your matmanias? To deep midas time, that if we can't have it, at least the yidden won't get it either. And the key was, but then there are other pshatim. There are other thoughts. It's kedai thought to think what they were doing. But this word that they're hiding matmanias, the kiris batayim, in the walls of their houses, but they hid in the walls of their houses, they hid their treasures. Interesting, 40 years they were anticipating us coming. Kol arba'im shana, they're like worried we come, and they're hiding their matmanias in the walls of their house. Al yidei anega, we saw we came to Eretz Yisrael, and right away some of the houses had begun. We had a neg on the house, shucks, and there's a neg on the house, we haven't taken it apart. We took the house apart, we found tremendous, tremendous treasures. We found great wealth when we took down the bottom. Now, what makes anybody think is typically a neg at saras was for lashon hara. And here, just like another story of a neg that was a kutazah. It was a basur, it's not always bad. And Hashem used the very same nega that was a message to us by lashon hara, the very same nega was used to take apart the houses and to find the matmanias of the goyim, Zion Amen. And through that we became very, very wealthy through that. Now, one does not have to connect it to lashon hara, pashtus. It's unconnected to lashon hara, but it definitely gives pause that Hashem uses the same nega that tells us, "Hey, stop speaking lashon hara." And that nega, when we came to Eretz Yisrael, was used in this way. Is there a message? Is it possible that there's some message that relates to lashon hara as well? in the fact that here the nega caused us to take apart the house and rebuild it and get tremendous wealth. What looked like negative for us turned into tremendous wealth. So I want to share with you. I'm not looking to this thought. I don't know the answer. I don't know. It's interesting. It brings different thoughts to mind. I really want to talk to the Chevra about something. That's the truth. I don't need the verb to hang on. I'll say the verb in a few minutes. I want to talk to the Chevra that Lashon Hara is such a sight because people are so flawed. We do have flaws. We're human. There's so much humanness around. Every person has so much humanness. There's human frailty everywhere. And it has to be in our command not to speak Lashon Hara. It has to be something that a deep understanding. One could say your whole life you're tempted for it, and like bite your tongue your whole life. It's very unlikely that, to me, that Hashem is in Tzavas, don't speak Lashon Hara. I don't know if we're always just noticing all the bad. So first of all, we're going to have a lot of blood on our lips, biting our tongues our whole life, biting our lips. It's not very painful. There has to be an instruction here. There has to be an instruction. There has to be something that it's saying to us. All this is Surah of Lashon Hara are instructive to us. It's interesting to me that we have a Surah of Macholos HaSuras, and typically what happens is, so we not injured, don't spend our whole life. Not that a person can't. Typically people don't spend their whole life like crazy chazan. Us, the same thing. Lashon Hara, we see negative. It's like it's even the Emes Tikkat wants to say it. Yeah. So, firstly on this, I've said, oh, we've learned together in the past. Mm-hmm. We've learned together in the past. Reb Shmuel Birnbaum, the Meir Rosh Hashiva, who said that the Mitzayra, the one who has Saras, brings two birds. Because he chirps like a bird. He chirps like a bird. And Reb Shmuel Birnbaum, the Meir Rosh Hashiva, that's out of ass. He does a lot worse than chirping like a bird. He's saying, Negeza, Halavayim is chirping like a bird. A bird chirps, it's a nothingness. So he said, the person who spoke Lashon Hara doesn't chirp like a bird. He says, Shlach Bezachim. So Reb Shmuel Birnbaum said something years ago with Palm on Tishba, the famous. The tzaddikim who inspired Klal Yisrael Shmiras HaLashon in their videos years ago when I was a youngster. Rav Palm was on one of the videos. I believe it was Rav Palm, Kamat Burr. And he said that it can't be your biting your tongue. And he said we have to work on seeing good on people. And Rav Shmuel Birnbaum said the same thing. Wow. He said that the problem is not you say bad on people. The problem is that you're supposed to see good on people. And the chirping means he's not using his deeper, right? It's a smoke screen that the problem is the bad things he's saying. Wow. The bad thing he's saying is not the problem. The problem is he's supposed to say good on people. We're precious people. Why aren't you walking around saying and seeing good on people? Why aren't you doing that? So Shmuel Birnbaum said, he said that's the birds he brings. That your deeper is like coil. He already did tshuva. He brings the bird after the yid was mechaper. He's actually ready to come back to society. Now we tell him to say that you regret speaking bad. You should not even dal the bad. Why aren't you saying good on people? Why aren't you saying good? Reb Palm said this on a video. Reb Palm said we have to practice seeing good and saying good to people. Reb Palm said it. And it has to be. It has to be the avoda. It has to be. Hashem has to be that way. It starts by ourselves. We knock others because of our own lack of acceptance. We have to accept ourselves. So, Lord of the Sugya of Lashon Hara, we have to accept ourselves, see good in ourselves, and see good in others. We have to see good, say good, not just say good in others. It's true. People are wonderful. It's got to be the love. There's no other Hechatimsa to keep the Isur of Lashon Hara. It's mistaken that Hashem's guiding us to something. So, I'm a person sitting there the whole life wanting to say bad, but if that's the tzibah, Rambam said Shtark that we have to train ourselves. He said to see good in others. Of course, it starts if we see good in ourselves, we'll see good in others. But I want to say something. But we see Shtark, we see weakness in ourselves and others. We see a world full of weakness. There are challenges. It's a world full of challenges. There are a lot of challenges. And what I want to say, and perhaps this is the nega here, this nega, which looked like such a negative thing, and first of all, when the person took apart his house, he found tremendous tears. Which again, it was our introduction when we came to Eretz Yisrael, and we're going to live tzusammen, we're going to live together. You know, much more, in the Midbar, we were reliant on Hashem. All of a sudden, people are going to do commerce together, and you have communities, and all the things that could bring up. You have to buy and sell and deal with each other, and each other's deficiencies are going to hit each other. We're all human, and we make human mistakes. And Hashem sends a message that in the space where something looks like destruction, there could be tremendous construction here. Svarim bring that they hit the Matmaimis. And we got the Matmanis is really the sugya of being nice with things with Kedusha. That things can have tremendous Toma, and the Matmanis and Amarim of the Goyim eventually come to us and are used for tremendous, beautiful things. So both the Nega and the Bayis that looked like a negative, and the Yid became rich. It looked like he was in trouble, his house is coming down, and he ends up becoming rich. Both the Matmanis that used to belong to the Amarim, that were Molei Tumma, and their nefach to come to the Yidden and our Malo L'Kedusha is both the sugya of things that look negative and look detached as a very holy space, a holy thing for them.
Brilliant.
And I think just knowing all around in two nekudas that where people have weakness, they're human, often in the space where they're weak, there's tremendous holiness, often by us all. In the space where we're weak, in the space where we have the Sionis, people display tremendous, tremendous Kedusha. Often in the area we put ourselves down, there's tremendous struggle. Here there's the chance for the human to bring tremendous Kiddush Shemayim and true on others. To see others as vehicles for Kiddush Shemayim. Instead of looking around, there's negative here, other spaces for Kiddush Shemayim. The spaces, beautiful spaces through the Kaddishim Shemaim. Instead of seeing those challenges in ourselves as negative, as down, their space, the beautiful Maloi Chalaretz Kvaydei. It's a world full of opportunity for Kiddush Shemaim. The Matmainim of the Amirim that become our Matmainim, that become Mechal HaKadosh. The Negat Saras, which typically looks like it destroys and it becomes a vehicle of great Ashiris. To train ourselves to see in the world, in our own circumstances, instead of seeing negativity and chesaron, to see in a world as a space for Kiddush Shemayim. Stop seeing chesaron, see opportunity. Yeah, then it's kindness that challenges, there's weakness, there's all different. Well, that's the space, that's the tzimtzum that allows, the loicha learns kivoy, that allows for tremendous Kiddush Shemayim. I've said this here before, we b'ksaba Kabbalah, that every morning we describe the angels, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lekin Hashem Echad, and then the Yid says, Shema Yisrael. And it struck me younger as funny, the angels have this perfect one, K'tud Kulam Ke'echad, B'safa Brura, B'ni'ima, they're so beautifully, and then the Yid says, Shema Yisrael, like what hope do we have? Can we even compare to the angelic Kabbalah Zomal Shemayim? The Bitzada Kabbalah says, Faker. They say Kaddish, 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 but they say Maloi Chalaretz Kvaydei. The angels are only like they've been the Kaddish Hashem, but they say, wait for the Yid to say Shema Yisrael. With all his frailty, with all his chesar, and with all his challenges, in those spaces, he brings tremendous Kiddush Shemayim. If we could see the world and our own chisrayus, our own challenges, our own flaws and faults, and even mistakes of yesterday, as places that we could bring Kedusha, in those spaces, Maloi Chalaretz Kvaydei, it's a beautiful world, and in every nook and cranny, there could be Kiddush Shemayim here. Instead of seeing people, this People can go around like what Marky, everybody said, what a silliness. People have a space for Kiddush HaMayim, with their nesiyahness, with the difficulties that they have. That's exactly the space of Kiddush HaMayim. The Matmayim and the Mayim are hidden, and the Nega instructs the Yid to get those Matmayim, to go from Chol HaKadosh. The Nega, which looks like it's destroying the bias, ends up giving him Ashiras. The space that you see Chisaron is really could be tremendous Maila and gains.
Amazing.
Tremendous Kedusha and Tara here. I think that has to be an outlook of the world, a beautiful outlook, an amazing world, a world of Pan Shemayim. Yeah, difficulty, frailty, challenges, spaces of Kiddush Shemayim. Then you see it working through. A person could see, I think instead of seeing a world of Chisaron, a person can see a world if there's opportunities. That's the beautiful world we live in. Chazal described Yafish Achas Koyum Azeh. This world is not Pasha, it's wild what Hashem did. We whisper Baruch Shem, it's an amazing world. Somebody can become, I feel badly for the person, like a negative view of this whole world. Everybody's just flawed. Everybody messes up. Yeah, this one's this one's that, I'm this, we're all a tremendous mistake. It's a paladic felt. It's a gorgeous world of Kiddush HaMayim, the space for human being to rise up and to decide and to have a moment, to have a sincere thing. It's a beautiful world of space for humans. I think might be the biggest chiddush after 120 to me, is we're going to join the angels and say, Eloi Chalar Tzkaidu. The angels look at this world and say, wow, Kiddush HaMayim. That's their view of this world, Eloi Chalar Tzkaidu. Just spaces of Kiddush HaMayim. I just see Kiddush HaMayim. They see Gufa and the Tzimtzum. This is a world of frailty. There's not frailty up there. People are, it's not going to be so weak and full of weaknesses and mistakes and people's shortcomings and people's mistakes, all different giant mistakes, big mistakes, small, yesterday's mistakes that overwhelm the human being. All these things one can see as stations of Kiddush HaMayim, a backdrop that a human being could rise, can have a sincere thought, can have a hero tshuva, can serve Hashem amidst so much going on and so many challenges. There's a beauty, a tremendous beauty to the world. I think if we gain the eyes of angels, that to me, Hilchos Lashon Hara, that really calls a person to see a beautiful world, not to knock, not to rip, not to see chesaron. You're busy with human frailty, with mistakes. A human being, yeah, Hashem made a human being that has challenges, that makes mistakes, and that's all the opportunity. Because of those mistakes and challenges and frailty, is all the opportunity for the Kiddush HaMayim, for the Kfayt, the Baruch Shem Kfayt Machusay, that Shaykh, it's a beautiful world of frail people that can be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim. What a stunning world. My Rebbe's yard site was a week ago, and I've been having the Soviet a little bit the last few days. He had a very interesting view of the world. His view of the world was like, he celebrated human frailty. It wasn't the negative thing. It was a beauty to it. And towards that, people respected all types of people. But it wasn't like a Sugya. The frailty of a person was the space, that in that space, the human being could be so full of faith, so full of choices, of saying, the human being who says Shema Yisrael at his station, with his station, with her difficulties, with whatever's going on by the human being, he saw a very beautiful world. It was a very beautiful world of frail people serving Hashem and expressing Emuna. He saw this in Goyim even, and certainly, Lahavdol, a tremendous Avdol, Lahavdol in Yisrael, he saw Yid in the simple Yid, he saw tremendous opportunities of Kiddush HaMayim. We watch our different friends and neighbors amidst challenges. You see people, really big people, to sit there and dotting up and pointing out human frailty, you miss the sugya of this world. You miss, like under your eyes, the beauty of human frailty. Yeah, that's the world. That's the opportunity. That's the symptom. It's not. It's not. It's not the oil of MS. It's a different world. Even people say negatively, they call this the Alma the Shikra. There's a certain like despise in the world. Alma the Shikra. What we're saying is there's Simpson in Islam that Hashem gives space for human beings. That's what we're saying. It's not the Ulamanis. And it means there's a space for the human being to have a hero chuba, for the human being to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekana, for the human being to be Mekabel Torah, for the human being to learn a line of Torah, for the human being to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekana, Hashem Echad. I think if we can see the world as a space for a human being, a mixed frailty, we'll stop being so busy highlighting the frailty. That's not the sugya. The sugya is the beautiful human. Yeah, put in the world. You're explaining that in the world there's room for Kiddush Mayim. Maloy Chalaretz Kavayim. Maloy Chalaretz Kavayim. There's room for Kiddush Mayim. Now notice the Kiddush Mayim that's about. Be like the angels. Maloy Chalaretz Kavayim. See the tremendous Kiddush Mayim that's all around. One way or another, Rav Pond said this. Again, each person had to get there. I don't know that we see a beautiful world. It has to be in the Hilchos Lashon Hara that the Avodah is not just to bite our tongue and not say, but it's to see Tov and Yidden. To see Tov and say Tov, which of course a person has to start with themselves, their own opportunity of Tov, their own innate goodness, and then to see it in others. Rabbit Shemayah described when you should give musaf to somebody and when you shouldn't. He said, if a guy talks in shul and you see a wonderful person, he's in shul, he's so well dressed, might even have his kid with him, he pushed him, took the kid from his wife, you're mishtaining from him, but then you feel, you know, maybe his 1-year-old shouldn't be in shul, he's disturbing others, but you're mishtaining from him, then you can give him musaf. He said, if you're not amazed by him, then call a place of the woman. Because don't give him more work on your own security, be more secure. That's what Rabbi Shemayah advised people. If you're a gedol paisel, then there's no room. At the point you see him as a yid, as a shining yid, as a precious yid, there's room to give techach. If you see him as bad, there's no techach in there. I think to remember also under, in the space often that we call something bad midas, the shrushim are very good. The matmainis, where there's a nega deeper under the house, there's a big richness. It's a big ashiris, even things we label and put in the bad column. A person shirish is good. The shirish of people is very good. I think this chizuk, there's a pride that with the people, with the nations, mitzvah, and the helpless lashon hara. To make that, we always could use a chizuk. There's so much talk about it. We're reading Tazria Mitzvah. I just want to share with my friends and make a chizuk. In any way, I'm talking a specific point, but in any way that we can make chizukim, to talk and not say bad on others, to not be others. Pashana, there are cases of heker with tayelas, the person's mitzvah, but to talk is not to have a pride with our children. Have an emistic, a pride, don't put that on the yin. It's precious. We speak all the time about the preciousness of our people. I've told the chevre that I'm reading a lot of Shemesres this year. We say Amcha Yisrael in all different ways in Shemesres so many times. Besides Ata Hashem, Baruch Ata Hashem, it's the most common expression in Shemesres, I believe. Melech Olam, besides the bracha form, Amcha Yisrael, Yisrael Amecha, many, many times it's repeated in Shemoneh Hashem's people. Am Hashem, Amcha Yisrael. To learn to say good and see good in Hashem's people. Speak good about a yid. Say good. In the home that there should be, a yid should be praised. I'm thankful. I'm my father and his mother was somebody who impacted the whole family. She said good on yid. She was Mishabei Achidim. Always heard compliments on Yidden. My friends would like to come around to hang with me. My grandmother would say good on everybody. Say good on Emma's. The Emma's say good on people. Don't go around not to people, not to your children, not to our wives, not to ourselves. To see and say good on people. We could say many different Torah, on these parshas at Torah. Let's not take a tremendous pride. We're out with the Klal Yisrael. There's been a tremendous awakening out of Klal Yisrael since the Messiah a year ago. Let's take it to the Sunday. I don't knock my people. It's interesting, even two brothers that have a fight, you know, if somebody tries to touch one of the brothers, then all of a sudden they rally to their brother's attention. One of the things that's happened to us in having Yidden that are in captivity is we're more sensitive to Yidden. In the hotel I was in, they brought a hostage. People thought it was a Yid. It turned out he wasn't a Yid. I saw the crowds. They started cheering when he walked in. It's a sense for a Yid. You could feel, we've learned that one of ours, Unser, is not a Yid. There's a sense and a pride in the Yid. Let's bring it to our Shabbos table. Let's bring it to our houses. Not to say bad about it. No, they will. Let's be mechazik. All of us. It's something the Chavetz Chaim was saying. I've always had such an affinity. I named my son Yisrael Meir. Always had a tremendous appreciation of the idealism of Chavetz Chaim. Tremendous idealist. And he brought in awareness specifically and not speaking Lashon Hara, not saying bad on him. So I want to give a bracha to us all that we should be zayin to have good einayim, have really good eyes, to see good in ourselves and to see good in Yidden. Have einayim to see good in Yidden. Let's be mechazik. Let's practically always, this is something always needs chizuk. Let's be mechazik to see good in Yidden, to say good about Yidden, to speak good. Speak good about Yidden. All segments of Klal Yisrael, all the different parts of Klal Yisrael, there's so much to see. There's so much beauty in every part, in every segment of Klal Yisrael. The human is, yeah, that's the space. That's just you're noticing this world has a space. For Kiddush HaMayim, this Simpson, it's not by the Mayimus. There's a space. Human frailty is the space for people in that weakness, in that hester, they bring tremendous insight. There's so much faith, there's so much goodness. Let's be mechazik. It's interesting, from far, when you look at people from far, you get to know all of us, though. You get to know somebody from close. You see Mayimus. From Miracha, you can see, but you're not close now. From that space of close, you can see Taif, my bracha and tefillah for us all, is we and all of us, we should see good ourselves and all of Am Yisrael, and then the Rabbani Shalom, we say good on each other, then the Rabbani Shalom sees good. Achei Noyad, one of the causes of Golos Mitzrayim was Lashon Hara. Was Yidden saying bad each other, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Achei Noyad, yet I know why this. Why Klal Yisrael goes through what they go through. The Gemara says that one of the questions after 120, from the first questions we're challenged in our life, Simlach Techa Chavercha, you treat your friend like a melech. Will you mechabit your friend? Will you mechabit people of emes? The emes to be mechab. It means in Shemayim they're not wasting, they're not being frivolous. It means our friend is worthy of being treated with royalty. That's what it means, a person is worthy of being treated like royalty. My wife, when she married the family, my father would talk about her misfalim and the shul and his afyayim. He would talk about his malabatim. My wife, like, who are these people? As she met them, she talked to saw my father saw. He spoke good about people and he was like excited. The emes of people. He was excited about people, each one. There was so much to learn from, so much to see. And we could be mechazik, we're people of chesed Hashem, who are mitzvah, tremendous, so many times in the Torah, it's repeated, the amount of lavin and assays in our room, the Chavetz Chaim, it's from the most important themes of the Torah, the Chavetz Chaim shows it's repeated over and over. When a guy is a Talmud, I like hearing about good people. Somebody's a Talmud of a Rosh Hashiv, of a Gadol, and I always ask, what does he speak about a lot? So what does Hashem speak about a lot? It's a big theme in the Torah. I can't say it's the biggest. It's a big theme in the Torah. It's repeated over and over and over. The Zahir is not to say, Lashon Hara, not to knock another Yid. So the Rebbeinu Hashem should give us the Einayim to see good in others and not Chas V'Shalom to knock another Yid.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.